Hi, everybody. We're back with another episode of the adventures of that incredibly mischievous and big-headed bumblebee, Buster Bumblebee. This episode, number 8, is called Buster the Boaster. And now, the next episode. Buster the Boaster. As far back as Buster Bumblebee could remember, he had heard about the rubber fly. Even the fiercest fighters among the workers spoke his name with great awe. And from everything Buster could learn, his family had good reason to fear that dreadful enemy. When Buster first left the house to make excursions to the flower garden and the clover field, he had felt quite uneasy. He half expected that the robber fly would pop out from behind a blossom at any moment and pounce upon him. For the robber fly was a bold, bad villain. And those that were so unfortunate as to find themselves caught by him and held fast in his long, spiny feet had only a very slight chance of getting away from him. No one of the bumblebee family knew where the robber fly lived, but it was said that he often lurked on the ground, watching for victims. And when he spied one, he would fly quickly up with a loud buzz and dart upon the unfortunate. He had big, keen eyes, which enabled him to see very clearly. And he had long, narrow wings, which bore him through the air with great swiftness. And he had, worst of all, a sharp, piercing beak, which was the most frightful thing to gaze upon. Now, in spite of his name, the robber fly looked like no fly that was ever seen in Pleasant Valley. Strange as it may seem, in spite of his cruel beak, his long wings, his spiny feet, he looked not a little as if he might have been a near relation of Buster Bumblebee. Of course, any member of the Bumblebee family would have known at a glance that he was not one of them. But probably Johnny Green, if he had noticed him, would have thought the rubber fly some sort of bumblebee. Since this monster was known to appear now and then in the neighborhood, one can easily understand why Buster Bumblebee was a bit timid when he first began to venture abroad alone. But as time passed, his dread of meeting the rubber fly gradually faded. Not only had nobody seen the rubber for a long time, but some began to say that they thought he must have met with an accident, or perhaps he had moved to other parts, and they didn't believe he would ever be heard from again. And Buster himself began to boast that he wasn't afraid of the rubber fly, and said that he was sorry that the rubber fly had gone away before he had had a chance to see him. Buster's mother, the queen, happened to hear her son make that remark one day, and she promptly told him that he was a stupid, silly boaster. "If you knew what happened to your poor father last fall, you would never want to even hear the rubber fly's name mentioned again," the queen declared, as a shiver, or a shudder, or both, passed up and down her royal back. But Buster Bumblebee, being very young and somewhat stupid as well, said, "Oh, nonsense," under his breath, so low that his mother, the queen, could not hear.
Thanks for listening. I hope you liked it. There'll be another episode in the next 7 to 10 days. And you can find us on the web at Steph's Voice on Twitter, at Steph's Voice, or at Audio Mystery Time. And that's Cap A, Cap M, and Cap T, Y, M. You can find us on the web at www.stephsvoice.com. Bye! Thanks for listening!